Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are. What a merciful God you are. Oh, yeah, we stand in the name of Jesus, calling on your mighty name, your holy name. You are righteous and you are King. You are Lord. You are Abba Father. You are the shepherd that we need in this hour. And, Lord, we cover ourselves. Oh, we cover our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround and protect all of us. Oh, God, all of us and our lives from destruction. In the name of Jesus, let the angel, oh, God, of the Lord encamp around us and protect us. In the name of Jesus, hold us up and we will be safe. Oh, the name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it, and we are safe. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you make us to dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus, Lord, set us in a safe place in you from them who puffed us. Let us dwell in our land safely, O God. And, Lord, we're not troubled anymore. We were troubled on every side, but we gave that trouble to you because you said, let not your heart be troubled. And so, Father, we decide to trust in you and not let our hearts be troubled. We agree with your plan. We are grateful for your holy plan in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you right now. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are Almighty God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus, we say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great name. In the name of Jesus. Well, good afternoon. We're so grateful for each of you on the line with us today. We are grateful to the Most High God because he woke us up again this morning. Oh, yeah, he started us on his way, on a plain path. Yeah, he is that light that we need in a dark place. And we allow his light to shine through us in the dark places. Yeah, in the dark places in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our state, in our nation. Oh, yeah, when Father looked down, I hope he sees only light, light in us, light, that light getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Every day, let that light get brighter in us, oh God, because we are clinging to you. Oh, yeah, we're not clinging like saran wrap. We're clinging to be one with you, one with you. And we say thank you, Jesus, because you are almighty. You are almighty God. You are the mighty King. You are the mighty I am. You are Abba, Father. So we thank God today for each one of you. He's a powerful God. He's awesome. Yeah, nobody can compare to his greatness. He said he's one God. He's everywhere. He's a mighty God. Nothing is impossible to our God. There are many gods, but they're false. God's the sun. They got sun gods. They got moon gods. They got star gods. They got all kind of gods. But none of them is like the true and everlasting Father. None of them can give their blood, shed their blood for us. None of them can die for us and resurrect again. None of them. That's why we serve the true and living Father, the Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is Almighty. He created you. Yeah. Within 6 days, he created everything in the whole earth. He's a mighty God. And he said, no good thing will I withhold from them, my children. Oh, no, no good thing will he withhold from you because you walk upright before him. No good thing. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us so much. He proved it. But have we proved our love to him? Have we proven our love to him? You know, he gave up Jesus that we might live. He wants us to give up ourselves, too. He wants us to give up our whole selves. You know those things that we don't want to give up, Lord? I just want to do this, Lord. Well, he may be calling you to intercede for somebody at 4 in the morning. You said, Lord, you woke me up in the middle of my sleep. He said, didn't you say you gave your life to me? Jesus went aside every day and spent time with the Father. And we're to be like Jesus. Jesus went about every day doing good. We're to be like Jesus, go about doing good. We're to spend time with the Father. He even asked the disciples. He said, can't you just spend 1 hour in prayer with me? Yeah, he went aside, and they went to sleep. They were sleeping, but he was wide awake. You know he loved us so much that he prayed so hard that he had drops of blood dropping from him. Oh, my God, I haven't begun to touch that surface. I don't know about you, but I never prayed so hard that I had drops of blood falling from me. But Jesus did. He died for you, me, and everybody. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only. He didn't have, he got all of us, his sons and daughters, but he didn't give all of us for each other. He gave his only son, Jesus. He said, yes, Father, send me, I'll go. Send me, I'll go. I'll go for him. I'll go for her. Send me, I'll go, Lord. He knew that we were stubborn and rebellious. He knew what we were going to do. But in spite of who we are, in spite of our stubborn rebelliousness, he said, I'll go for him anyway. I'll die for him anyway. I'll die for him anyway. I know how they are. I know every wicked, evil thing in them. But I see the good in each one of them. I only see the good. And I'm looking for the light in him. I'm looking for the light in her. Yep. When he see the light, he know, yep, that's my daughter. Yep, that's my son. They shining bright down there on the earth. And I thank Jesus that he's sitting right now on the right hand of the Father, interceding, praying continuously for us. We're going to make it in. Yep. He said, if the righteous and the righteous scarcely make it in, where are the unjust going to fit? We're righteous and we're scarcely going to make it in, but we're going to make it in. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Don't look at those evil, wicked people. He said, no, don't worry about them. They're going to soon be cut down like the mown grass. You know them wicked people who come against you? Don't worry. They're not going to exist for long. No! They're going to soon be gone from the earth realm. Well, we thank the Lord. Psalms 33:1 says, exalt the Lord, ye righteous. Worship and praise him, for he is come. He said, praise is comely for the upright. So we have Minister Glory Dean Charlotte on with us today. She's going to be singing a song of praise unto the Lord. So we thank God for her. We thank God for what Father God is doing in her today. And she's going to sing a song of praise. Good afternoon, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
Oh, thank God, I'm feeling good. Praise God. Good day today. Very good day today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Every day is a good day. Amen.
What are you going to sing?
And I thank
today?
God for you. Thank God I was able to be on today. You know, because in the process of doing a little work in the house, so I thank God, you know, being able to be on today. Hallelujah.
Right. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing this song. I'm going to try it. I'm going to do a verse of it. I don't know about tomorrow.
Okay.
I think everybody might know it. I started to do it without the music, but I'll try it with the music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that music? Is that too loud?
It's perfect.
Okay. Thank you. skies may turn to gray.
Nope, all day and all night. Thank you so much. That's the beautiful song. All day and all night, the angels watch over us. And we have Minister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. She's a mighty woman of God, and God has downloaded many songs in her. So we thank God for her. Good afternoon, Minister Lanny McBride. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody doing?
All right, all right. What are you going to sing today?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
Amen.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you, Lord. Even the little one say him belong. They may be weak, but we've got a God. He's so strong. Jesus loved me so much that one day he died on Calvary. Yes, he did. And it was in my heart on Saturday evening. I opened the door and the gates of heaven swung open wide for me. And ever since that day, he's been wiping away every one of my tears. I'm so glad I let Jesus come on in. And today I say yes, yes, Jesus. He loves me, and he loves you too. Oh, yeah. His love is so real, so real. I've got the witness in my breath. While I was yet in my sins, he paid it all, yeah, yeah, yes, he did. Oh, God. Just want to give him glory. Highest. I just want to give him hallelujah praise. He paid it all. He loved me. Hallelujah. He loved me. And he loved you too. The Bible. The Bible tell me. The Bible tell me. Thank you, Jesus. So love the world that you gave it all for me. Thank you, Lord. Yo, oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus loves me. Is that a song that God gave you? That's a beautiful rendition of Jesus Loves Me. Is that a song God gave you?
Yes, ma'am. It's on my website. That's a song that I've been singing for years, and it's because when I discovered that God loved me, it took my life into his hands because there was a
long period of my life where I didn't love me. And when I found out he loved me, and every time I sing that song, it's a celebration.
Amen. It's a celebration to us, too. We thank God for that song. It was beautiful.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for, I don't know about tomorrow. Yep, we don't know about tomorrow, but we know all day, all night, the angels keep watching over us. And, yes, of course, you don't even have to ask the question. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Minister Lanny told us. Hallelujah. So I thank God for each of you all today. In the name of Jesus, he's an awesome God. You know, it's appropriate for us to praise the Lord. And we don't just have to praise him, you know, on Sunday, on Wednesday. We can praise him every day, all day long. He's waiting for our praises to come up to him. We thank God. So today, I'm going to ask people to pray. We're going to take time right now to pray for some special things. It's a lot going on in the earth realm. I don't know if you heard about Hurricane Marco and Hurricane Laura. They're threatening Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi. But we're going to be praying the Lord's will. And he said we could speak to the wind and the rain, and we could say, peace, be still. So I'm going to ask Minister Lanny, if she doesn't mind, to pray for against the storm.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, so love you and so appreciative that you can love us, God. We love you so much. But we know that the motive for everything you've ever done, even created us, was because you loved us. And because you loved us, before we loved ourselves, God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this great salvation. Thank you for giving us access to you through the life of Jesus Christ. And God, you said in your word that great things that we should be able to do because of what Jesus did in dying for us on the cross, that we do greater works. So with that authority and with you, and in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree safety for these states that's been mentioned by Sister G. We pray, God, that you hold back the wrath of the storm, that lives will be saved, life will be protected, and God, you will set a guard. We ask, God, to loose angels, supernatural beings, to just like you took care of the children of Israel in the wilderness, and you held back the waters, and you brought water of a rock, and you brought quail for food. You can protect us from the storm. So, God, we thank you. And we all touch and agree in the name of Jesus that your mercy and grace will prevail in this storm situation, and that the miracle of our protection will be because your grace and mercy simply was extended. So we ask for that hand of mercy, our God. We ask for that hand of grace, that you will release that protection upon the people, cause them to be wise in making decisions. We know that you are a protector, but we strive to do those things that we know are necessary to in the natural, while you put your super on our natural. We trust you, God. We thank you for wisdom in this season. We thank you for miracles in this season. Thank you for protection. Thank you for holding back the wrath of the storms. We come against the fierceness of it, and we pray, Father, that you will release us from the wrath of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Gloria Dean, would you pray God's will concerning the coronavirus, and pray, you know, include people that have the virus and healing and so forth. Minister Gloria Dean, thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this day. We give you glory. God, we give you praise, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, God. We glorify your name, God. We thank you for the prayers that's gone forth, God. We thank you for the songs. We thank you, Father, for everything that we have given unto you today, God, praising you and loving you and the word coming forth. Father God, we pray about this storm today, God. Your will, Father God, your will must be done, God. And we want your will to be done in our lives, God. Not so much what we want, but we want your will to be done in our lives, God. And we know, God, it'll be right. It'll be good. But, Father, we lift up the storms to you, God. The people right now, we pray, God, for all the ones that right now that's in the beds, right now that's sick with the virus, God. We pray, Father God, we apply the precious blood of Jesus on them right now, Father God. We apply it upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, that each one of them individually will come through, Father. Come through as we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, your blood is all we need, Father, for to bring them forth in a healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we know, God, it's your will for us to be healed. This is your will for us to be healed. It's your will, God, to serve you and to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that all the ones that's in there now and all the ones that's going to that, God, we ask God, that they come to a spirit of repentance, that they begin to repent and begin to forgive, Father, in the name of Jesus. And call upon your name, Father God. Call upon your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your will must be done. Your will must be done. But we're asking even now, God, those of us, God, that you continue to keep us, God, under the shadow of your wings, Father God, until this, all of this calamity, all of this virus, God, this calamity, oh God, shall be gone off the face of this earth in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And God, we thank you. As before we leave out, we want to pray, God, for the President of the United States of America, God, that he's coming to that understanding that we've got to wear that mask. And we thank you, Lord, for healing him. We thank you, Lord, for him coming to a closer relationship and knowing you, Father God, and who you are, Father, and what you can do for all of us, because all of us want a closer relationship with you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask Sister Talana if she would pray for families, salvation, healing, however the Lord leads her. Sister Talana, are you there? She may have her phone on mute.
God, am I echoing or can you hear me? Okay.
You're echoing a little bit, yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and honor you, Lord God, for the creation that you made, which is family, Lord God. We know that family is so precious unto you. And Father, we're praying for families that may be going through any form of crisis, Lord God, praying that you would strengthen them, be it the male or be it the female. We're praying for families that's going through any form of crisis, even with children and grandchildren. Lord God, praying for their healing, praying for their wisdom and their understanding, Lord God. Praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, that even as they're going through the schooling and the things that have changed because of the coronavirus, that, Lord God, you would give them the knowledge and the understanding, Lord God, to be able to continue to pursue and go forth. We're also praying, Father, concerning the social media that the young people are on, Lord God. Praying, Lord God, that if there's any type of divination coming through the apps or the social media, that, Lord God, you would open up their eyes and truly allow them to look behind the scenes, Lord God, that they can see what's going on so that they won't be deceived. We know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Let them not. We speak that because of praying mothers and praying fathers and praying grandparents and praying spiritual parents, that, Lord God, they will not be deceived and they will not be overtaken by the faults, by the tricks and the wiles of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Praying, Lord God, that you would unite the family in your love and that, Lord God, the spirit of forgiveness would dwell and manifest in each and every life, that, Lord God, they will continue to pursue the things that you have in store for them in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. God, we claim victory in every situation that the enemy has erected in these families, Lord God, and we decree and declare that victory belongs to the children of the Most High God. We declare and decree that victory belongs to those, Lord God, that are praying and according to your will in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And so much. Well, I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. So when we pray, God hears. And he answers. He's a mighty God. I thank God for each of you. We're going to talk a little bit about Genesis 12. So get your Bibles ready. Let's go to Genesis 12. We're going a little bit different today. So if you'll just bear with me, I appreciate each one of you. We're going to Genesis 12 right now. So turn your Bibles to Genesis 12. And I want to ask you some questions about Genesis 12. That was our homework for today. We had to read Genesis 12 all week. So you know what? God is in his word. When we read the word, there's power in the word. The Bible says the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It will cut everything out of us that's not like him. Woo! Isn't that awesome? So every time you read word, you're getting spiritual surgery. Everything in us that don't look like him, don't think like him, he's cutting it out of us. So I thank God for you all. We're going to go to Genesis 12, as I said. So just bear with me. I thank God for each of you all being on the line. I see your numbers out here, and I'm thanking God for you all today. He's blessing us, blessing us. You know God is blessing us even when we don't feel blessed. You don't have to feel it. You don't have to know it. But he's still blessing us. Well, I want to ask you a question. What was Abraham's secret to receiving the great, great blessing from the Lord? What was Abraham's secret? It's in Genesis 12. So state your name. I'm going to unmute all the lines. And if you have noise in the background, a TV, a radio, you know, noise in your house, if you'll put your phone back on mute. But I'm going to ask the question again. What was Abraham's secret to receiving this great, great blessing the Lord gave him? State your name and the answer. State your name and the brief answer, please. Thank you. Hello? Anybody in Genesis 12 yet? Say yes, no, something.
Ask the question again, Sister G.
What was Abraham's secret to receiving the great, great blessing from the Lord? We're in Genesis 12. What was his secret? State your name and the answer.
Sister Laney, I'm thinking that that was a blessing that he had declared to his offsprings, but I guess in my mind I'm thinking about, you know, his obedience was counted unto him righteousness, but I don't think I see it in this chapter, but let's see.
Genesis
it's in this chapter.
Read it. Genesis 12:1, Minister Laney, there's the answer. Read it.
I will read it. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless her and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. That's it.
Okay.
It's obedience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, obedience. And that's what we have to do to get the blessing. The blessings are in our obedience. You hear that song some people sing, when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. Oh, Abraham was the father of, he obeyed God. He didn't know where he was going. You know, sometimes God may tell you, get up. And you say, why, Lord, I'm sleeping. Get up. You say, why, Lord, I'm eating. Why? Get up. He may not tell you why, but just obey. That is our answer, to obey. Obedience is better than what, does the Bible say?
sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Yes. All right, so question number two. What was the first mistake Abraham made concerning what God told him to do? It's in that same verse, Genesis 12. What was the first mistake that Abraham made concerning what God told him to do? Read verse 1. You'll find it.
Sister Lady, he said from... Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got three people. Thelma, hold up 1 second. I'm going to call Thelma, Minister Laney, and I think it was Talana, I believe. Is it you, Talana?
It is.
Okay.
It was
so,
Brian as well, Sister G.
Okay, all right.
Well,
Brian.
Well, the
so hold on 1 second. Hold up, please. Just give me a chance. So we got Sister Thelma. We're going to do it in that order. And everybody may have the right answer, but we just going to do Thelma, Sister Laney. We're going to do Talana and Brian. All right. So what? I'm going to count to three, and I want all y'all to shout out the answer. And then we're going to go back and discuss it. One, two, three. Go ahead.
He was supposed to leave his kindred.
Yes. And what kindred? You all right? Y'all great. Yes, great answer. What kindred did he take with him?
His nephew Lot.
We got you. Yes, he took Lot, and God told him, "Don't take his kin people." Now, how many of you guys say, "Look here, I want you to leave your home church, and I want you to leave your family back there in their home, and I want you to move to China, and I want you to go to another church?" How many of you would obey him? You go like, but Lord, I was born with them. They're my blood. They're my family. No, I don't want to leave them, Lord. Sometimes God tells you things, and you go like, whoa, Jesus. He interrupted Abraham's whole life. But that's why he's known as the father of faith. He trusted God no matter what. He didn't know. God just told him to go. He didn't tell him where to go. He didn't tell him what to do. He didn't give him no instructions. So sometimes God say, look here, don't leave your house today. Stay inside. You say, Lord, I ain't got no food in here. I ain't got no water in here. My children hungry. What you going to do? Don't you know he's a provider? You going to obey. Yeah, we got to obey. We don't understand. No, his ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. You know, some people, we need to let go of some things in our lives. We got to let go of some people in our life. They may be in our family. They may be in our church family. They may be our neighbors. They may be our best friends. Sometimes you got to let go to let God bless you. Yeah, you know, sometimes we don't even realize it, but some things and people can be obstacles to the blessings. So Lot became an obstacle later to the blessing that God had for Abraham. While Abraham was going about doing things, Lot was getting in trouble. And then he had to go stop doing what God told him, get him out of trouble, and then go, you know, he had to get him out of trouble more than once. So, question number three. What was the second mistake Abraham made in this story? What was the second mistake Abraham made in the story? It's in Genesis 12. We're in Genesis 12. That's why I tell y'all to read during the week. Read.
Gloria Dean, I would go all the way, and this is Gloria Dean. I would go all the way and say what he had done concerning Sarah at the time, his wife, how he lied about her being his sister.
That is correct.
He was really.
He told a lie. That was a mistake. He told a lie. But you know what? God is so merciful. God covered him in that lie. He told a lie, but God covered him. So I thank God for that. Read, it's a beautiful story. You know what? It's so much in that one chapter, chapter 12. I hate to even leave the chapter. It's a lot in it. But we're going to see how God lead us and stay in that chapter and move on out, because it's a lot in that chapter. We need to learn to apply to our own lives. Now, This does not give us an excuse to tell a lie. You say, well, Lord, I told a lie because I was going to get fired. No, no. God's going to take care of you. Tell the truth. This was told so we can tell the truth. We got to tell the truth. Abraham was in fear, and fear caught. You know when you're raising your children, and you said, which one of y'all move my shoes over here? And everybody get big-eyed, and they look, and then they say, they don't say nothing. Did you do it? No, mama. Did you do it? No, mama. And sometimes they look at each other like they want to tell that each other did it. But they're in fear. They're scared they're going to get a whipping, or they're scared they're going to get punished. So they lied. That's how Abraham was. He was afraid. So he lied. But
yes,
still God want us to tell the truth no matter what. So we're getting ready.
Yep.
Sorry, who was that say? Yup. Y'all can relate, huh? I'm telling you, I tell you a lie. When my mom was going with me one time, I told a lie. I said, oh, no, mom. But I learned later that no matter how difficult it is, I got to tell the truth. Because when you lie, it's an abomination to God. And we don't want to have an abomination. That's a sin against God. I'm like, oh, no. Sin against ourselves, sin against God. We don't want to do it. So we're still in Genesis 12. And Sister Stephanie, we're going to stop for a minute. She has some Bible facts, and I have some Bible facts. So we're going to have a little fun doing the Bible facts. Sister Stephanie's going to do hers, and I'm going to do mine. Good afternoon, Sister Stephanie. How you doing?
I am doing well. Hello, everyone.
Amen.
Okay. Fact question number one. Luke can be found in the books of what?
Read them twice.
The book
now.
Of
read
Luke.
Them twice.
Uh-huh. The book of Luke can be found in the books of what?
Lanny McBride, the books of Gospels.
All right.
There, that is correct.
Lanny and Delana. Is
yes.
that the right answer?
They're both they right.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh. Question number two. How many books are in the books of history, and can you name them? How many books are in the book of history, and can you name them? Anyone?
McBride.
Yes, ma'am.
The books of history, there are 12 of them. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
No, that's not correct.
Well,
it's
in
not?
The New Testament, it's Acts, one book in the New Testament, and 12 in the Old Testament.
Exactly. There you go, Acts.
So it's Acts.
Oh, okay. You said
New Testament.
New Testament. Yeah. Well, that's why you got to read it twice, because I didn't catch that either. Read it.
Okay.
Read the question time.
Okay. The third question. Hebrews can be found in the books of what? Hebrews can be found in the books of what? Anyone?
What are you saying?
Go ahead, Talana.
This is Talana. Could the answer be the book of faith, or it's in the New Testament? Is that what you're looking for?
No, ma'am. It's in the Old Testament.
You said Hebrew?
Yes, could it be the
again.
The Hebrews? That is
Hebrew,
in the New Testament.
New
I'm sorry.
Hebrews in a New Testament.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well,
yes,
where are you then? I would say that the Hebrews is found in the book of the Pauline epistles. I don't think that's right either.
Yeah, that's right. The
epistle. You're right. The epistle.
Pauline.
You're
epistles.
Right.
Epistles. Yeah, Pauline. That's the Hebrews found in the epistles. Yeah, and it's I think it's 14 epistles. You know.
Yes.
Hebrews.
Okay.
Hebrews.
Okay. What's the next
question? Last 21.
Oh, you don't want me to name them.
Next.
Okay.
Okay, the next question is this. What are the five books of poetry? Again, what are the five books of poetry?
Esther.
Yes, ma'am.
Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon.
Sure. Very good. Yes, ma'am. You are correct. You are correct.
Man.
Last and final question. Ezekiel, is he a major or a minor prophet?
Gloria Dean.
Ezekiel.
He's a major
is
prophet.
He,
Ezekiel.
That's a major.
Very good,
prophet.
Gloria Dean. You got it right. That is correct. Very good, guys. Y'all seem to know this very well. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to read my questions. Hold on. Okay, thank you so much. You give yourselves a hug. Y'all did awesome. Awesome job.
Yes, they did.
So, next Bible fact. In Genesis, what day did God make the serpent? In Genesis, what day did God make the serpent?
That's a good question.
All right, we need your name and the answer. In Genesis, I'll give you a clue. It's in Genesis 1. What day did God create the serpent, the devil? What day did he create it? Anybody know? All right. Time up. So you can look up that for next week. We're going to do this for next week, too. Find out what day of the week. Was it the first day, the second, the first, the fifth, the sixth day? We'll do it next week. All right. Moving right along. Question number two. Which book of the law says, this is the book of the law, which book of the law says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Which book of the law says that? State your name and give the answer.
That's 8. Gloria Dean. Oh, I might be wrong. 822. Genesis 822.
You might be right. You might be right. Genesis 8:22. That's correct, Gloria Dean. Hallelujah. All right, we're moving right along. Three. Listen carefully. Which book of history says, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Which book of the history says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Which book of history? State your name and the
Brian.
Answer.
Brian. First Samuel, I think.
All right, I heard the answer. Sister Thelma, say it again.
In the book of Acts.
In the book of Acts, that is correct. Anybody know the verse?
What is that?
After, and the verse?
Oh, what's that question again? Gloria Dean, what is that question that you asked just now?
Which book of history says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Okay. I went back like the other person said just now. I was thinking about the other one. I was thinking about Eli.
Okay, hold, I got too many people talking at one time. All right, Gloria Dean, go ahead
Gloria
and finish.
You know what? When my mind went to Samuel and Eli, but it was Saul in the New Testament talked about. Yeah, I understand now. My mind went back, but then came back to the New Testament. Saul.
All right,
I
Brother Brian, and then Sister Thelma. What'd you say, Brother Brian?
I thought the same thing.
All right. Okay, so Sister Thelma, what did you say?
I believe it was in the book of Acts, the ninth chapter.
All right. The exact scripture is Acts 26:14. All right, we're moving right along. Question number four. Which epistle says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers"? Which epistle says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospers"? So state your name and the answer, and then we need to move on. Go ahead.
Gloria Dean, Second John. Second John in the New Testament. Second John.
I'm going to listen for the answer.
Second John was in the New Testament. Second John, I wish above all that you prosper and be good health.
I'm still listening for the answer. Incorrect, Gloria Dean.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Brian, I believe that was the Epistle Paul.
No, there's no epistle called Paul. Which epistle says, I want to know the scripture. Where is it found? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Where is that? Get your name and the answer.
I believe this Talana, I want to say Sister Esther was in the right book of John, but it was the third John, maybe. She said two, but second John, but maybe it was third John.
On mute. Somebody's out in a big place. Please put your phone on mute. All right. So look that up for next week. Where is that found? Okay.
Is that... This is Rose. Is that 3 John 2 and
right?
1 and 2?
Hold on. Rose and Sister Thelma gave the correct answer. Y'all don't want to do the homework, huh? It's 3 John 2. 3 John 2. All right, good. All right. Next question. Which minor prophet book says, "And the Lord sent to me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, so that he that run may read it"?
Gloria Dean. The book of Habakkuk.
Uh-huh. Anybody know the verse? You're right. Habakkuk what?
Brian, I believe this 2 then 3.
All right, Habakkuk 2. You're right. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Y'all didn't get that one for homework. Okay. Last question in this series. That's why you got to study your words so you'll know these scriptures. These are familiar scriptures that I'm giving you. Pastors quote them all the time, but I want you to know how to quote them too. You got to give an answer. Somebody come up to you in the street and they say, "Look, well, what is it that God requires of me?" You got to know. You got to be able to tell them. They ask you, why does Jesus love me? You got to know. So the last one of this series. In the book of the law, which chapter and verse says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth"?
Gloria Dean, 9 and 1.
Is that Exodus? Genesis? No, what book is it? Gloria Dean?
Genesis
9. Genesis 9,
1.
Thank you,
Sister. I probably got it wrong. I'm sorry. I know.
You said it correct, Gloria Dean and Sister Thelma. Y'all did excellent. Good job.
Oh, okay.
All
yes,
right.
Thank you.
All righty, I thank God for you all. Okay, we're switching gears another time. Does anybody know or have heard the word ignorance? We can all say yes. Now, someone has some static on the line. I don't know if you're driving or what, but would you put your phone on mute? Are you breathing heavy? Would you put your phone on mute for me? All right. Thank you so much. That's much, much better. All right. So I want you to listen for a minute. I think I'm going to put everybody's phone on mute for just a minute, but you can listen because I got like a lot of noise in the background. It's not personal to you. All right. I talked to the Blog Talk Radio Incorporated. They told me that a lot of times it comes from, you know, people moving about or in a big room. I got a radio or TV going. So right now I muted all the lines. So in a few minutes, I may unmute the line. Just depends. Okay, so ignorance. We're all ignorant about something. The Word of God says ignorance is, it talks about ignorance in the Bible. Ignorance is a lack of knowledge or information about something. And I don't know about you, but I'm ignorant about a lot of things. So I'm ignorant about the Word of God. I need to learn more scriptures, learn more about the Word, ask God, you know, what does this mean? Ignorance. Let's everybody turn to Ephesians 4:18. Ephesians 4:18. And I'm going to call on Sister Stephanie. I'm going to unmute your line, Sister Stephanie, and I'm going to ask you to read Ephesians 4:18 for me. We're talking about ignorance. You there, Sister Stephanie?
Okay, you said, I'm here. Then what book did you say?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
I'm getting there. Give me a second.
No problem. Ephesians 4:18. Then I'm going to call on Sister Thelma. You'll find Hosea 4:6. Hosea chapter 4 and 6.
Okay, Sister G, say that for me one more time. Ephesians what?
4:18.
4:18.
Uh-huh. So here's what I'm going to suggest. When I give you all a scripture, get your paper and pen, write it down, and then find it. Write it down, and then find it. All right, you got it?
Yes, I do. Ephesians 4:18, and it reads, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.
Okay, thank you. All right, read it one more time for me.
Ephesians 4:18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
Okay. So our hearts can be blinded. So in order to have our spiritual ears and eyes opened, we have to come closer to God. You ever been trying to tell somebody something about the Bible and they go like, I don't understand that. I can't see that. It's because their spiritual eyes are not open to that yet. We got to pray for our sisters and our brothers in the Lord. Because we are at all of us are ignorant about something, and we are all at different understanding of the word. So God will open our understanding when we come close to him. He said, if you search for me with all of your heart, you will find me. So when we find God, we're going to find his word. And sometimes I say, Lord, sometimes I'm praying the Lord to give me a word. And I'm like, what's that word, Lord? He'll want me to pray that word. But sometimes I may be ignorant of it, and I'll say, Lord, what does that mean? So we got to
pray for the eyes and the ears. So, Lord, I'm praying for our eyes and our ears to be open to understanding, that you will root out ignorance from us, and that you would help us, oh, God, to understand your word better, make it plain and make it clear to us, oh, God. Lord, we don't want to be ignorant of your word, but we are ignorant of your word, your understanding of your word. Give us revelation knowledge. Give us knowledge of your word. Give us more understanding of your word. And so we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in us. Oh, God, remove the darkness and put the light in its place so we can understand. We can obey your word. Because, Lord, many times we don't understand, but you can give us a better and a clearer understanding in the name of Jesus. All right, Sister Stephanie, read that verse one more time for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. Ephesians 4 and 18, and it reads, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
Okay. Yes, yeah, sometimes we're alienated from God. We're separated from him. But we got to come closer. Like I said, if we begin to search for God, we're going to find him. He's not trying to hide himself from us. He wants us to find him. He's in a place where we can find him, but we got to search for him. We got to keep seeking him. We got to keep calling on him. We got to keep asking him, Lord, help us. Give us understanding. What does that mean, Lord? And he'll tell us. He wants us to know who he is in the fullness. He wants us to understand his word. But there's a place where we got to get in God so that he can help us. And I'm telling you, this is the season and the time right now where we need to know who God is. We need to understand his word. So when he speaks something to us, we got to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And sometimes God may speak through a situation. He may speak through circumstances in our lives. But we got to get in a place so that we can hear him. All right, Sister Thelma, can you read Hosea 4 and 6?
Yes. Hosea 4 and 6. Say, my peoples are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
Yes.
That thou should be forgotten the law of sin of thy God, and I will also forget thy children.
Amen, amen. He said we're destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Yes. You don't know, you know when Jesus fasted 40 days, he was tempted of the devil. The devil came to him and talked to him. But what did Jesus do? He gave him the word. He said, it is written. Now, if we don't have no word written on the tables of our heart, if we don't know the word, when the devil comes and he say, okay, aren't you hungry? Don't you want this? But God told you don't eat that. What you going to give him? What you going to tell him? You got to have the word inside you to tell the devil what is written, what God said. See, that's what Eve didn't do. Eve got confused. The devil tricked her. And don't you know he's out to trick you and me? He want to trick us. He want to tell us something that's not true about God, about God's word. He don't want us to know the truth. He's trying to hide the truth from us. So the Bible says, my people are destroyed. Oh, my God, we don't want to be destroyed. We want to know the word of God. We want to be knowledgeable. I mean, you know, you say you're going to be an electrician, right?
and somebody call you with a question about electricity, you go like, well, I don't know. Wait. Let me go get my manual. No. You're not going to hire that electrician because they don't know what they're doing. But when somebody call you and you say, listen, can you tell me what Genesis 1:1 said? You say, yep, in the beginning God created heaven. Can you tell me what Genesis 9 said? Yeah, and God blessed Noah and his sons. And, you know, you got the word in you. But it's up to us to know the word. And once we know the word, we got to apply it. We got to live by it daily. We can't say, oh, my God. Now, what did Jesus say in 3 John 2? Yeah, what did he say in 3 John 2? Yeah, he said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper. But we got to know the word, right? It's got to be inside of us. We can't be saying, wait a minute, I saw this person in the grocery store, but I ain't had the Bible with me, so I ain't know how. No. We got to know the word. We can't stay ignorant. We got to move forward in the word. All right. Acts, would somebody, let me see, Acts, wait, hold on, let me see if I have it already down here. Acts 17:30 says, in times of ignorance, God overlooked, he winked, but now God commands people everywhere to repent. So, I don't know about you, but I'm going to repent. Lord, forgive me for being ignorant of your word. Thank you for overlooking me, but now I'm repenting. Because I don't know your word like I should. I don't study your word. I ain't interested enough. You know, you told me, Lord, to love you with all my heart, soul, and strength. And a part of loving you is being obedient, like Noah, like Moses, like Abraham. They obeyed you. Put an obedient spirit in each one of us, Lord, so we'll know your word. We won't be ignorant of your word. And when the word is in us, the devil gonna flee. He go like, uh-oh, no. Sister, they got the word in them. Can't meddle with them. Got to go to somebody else who don't know the word. Oh, yeah, the devil going to mess with you. Now, James 5, it says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God who gives it generously to everyone without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, God not trying to hold the word. He not trying to hide the word from you. He want it hidden, but in the heart. He want it hidden in the mind. He want it hidden in the mind. So when the devil come, you could give him the word, and he could flee. So, you know, that the word of God is awesome. We got to know that we know that we know. We got to give the devil the word when he comes at us. We can't just be ignorant. We can't stay ignorant. Now, God gives us instructions. I unmuted the lines. Let's go to Genesis 12 again. God gives instructions. He instructs leaders. He instructs teachers. He instructs parents. He instructs people. But we got to hear God's instructions. And sometimes, like Abraham, he didn't understand it. He just said, God, get up, go. He didn't question. He said, Lord, where? Do you want me to go to Mississippi? You want me to go to New Orleans? You want me to go to Marrero? Where you want me to go? You want me to go to Jacksonville? Where you want me to go, Lord? He didn't ask him. He just did what God told him to do. He didn't stand there and question God and say, well, I think God told me. I think I heard him. No, we got to know that we know that we know that God is speaking to us in this season. We don't have time sometimes. You know, some of us maybe, I know during Hurricane Katrina, when I was studying the Bible, I didn't have time to go. Not only time, the phones were shut down. I couldn't call my pastor. I couldn't call my family. I couldn't call nobody. I couldn't call, you know, the sister, the brother at the church who knew the word. Couldn't call nobody. I had to call in the name of God. So God may have us in situations where we can't get to a phone. Everything's shut down. We got, suppose we're in a homeless shelter and nobody's there has a phone. And people, you know, gathering around you because they know you're a godly person. And they say, well, what the Bible say about this? And what is God saying about that? You got to know. I'm preparing you all for something. I don't know what it is. I just know God is preparing all of us for something. So be ready. I don't know what situations we may face. What is the meaning of instruction? It means to follow a direction or an order. God will give you something, and he ain't going to keep repeating it to you. He may say, listen, go pray for 1 hour. And you say, what you want me to pray for, God? How you want? Uh-uh. Just pray. He'll instruct you. And guess what? He'll pray through you. He'll pray through you. Instructions are directions and orders. Now, when human beings give instructions, they make a mistake in giving their instructions. But when God gives instructions, his instructions are infallible. He don't make no mistakes. So you got to have your ears attuned to God. I had a message one time. It's called Tune Your Headset to Frequency God. God is on a frequency. You know, there are radio waves and there are different tunes, different, like the radio we're on right now, it's on a particular frequency. That's how we can hear each other. God is on a particular, and he ain't shouting, but the devil is shouting. You hear these young people driving down the street, their radio is so loud, it can be heard 15 blocks. But God is usually speaking silently. He's usually speaking quietly, so you got to get in a quiet place to hear him. Now, in Genesis 1, God said, let there be light, and the light obeyed God. Say God. The light obeyed, because we would be in the dark right now if the light, and you know God ain't going to tussle with you. So, God said, let there be light on the earth. He said, bring the grass. The herbs, the yielding seed, fruit tree, it yields fruit, and so forth. God gave instructions that prepared the earth for your coming, for the generations to come, for their coming. He gives instructions. He said, be fruitful and multiply to human beings. His instructions are precise. They're short and to the point. He ain't giving all these details. He said, look, Abraham, I want you to go here, and then when you get there, I want you to do this, and then I want you to do that. No, he didn't give him all that. God's instructions are short and to the point. So you make sure you get the instructions from God. He ain't going to be trying to tell you a whole paragraph about go to the corner. He's going to be right there right away. He's going to give you instructions, but they're going to be short and to the point. He ain't going to be giving you all the details. No, he ain't going to be giving you all of that. So we got to be careful how we hear. God created the sea creatures and every living thing, and he gave them instructions. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. Now, Genesis 1:22. It says, find out the instructions from the living about the living creatures. It's, God said, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and fill the earth. In Genesis 1, everything obeyed God. God made man, human beings, male and female. Genesis 1:27, and Genesis 1:28. God gave the male and the female instructions. He told them, one, be fruitful and multiply. Two, multiply. Three, fill the earth. Four, subdue it. Bring it under control. Five, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over everything that moves in the earth. 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat it. God, when God gives instruction, he said specifically to Adam, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat from that tree. And this is what's going to happen to you if you do. There'll be consequences. And the consequences, you're going to die. Now, they did die, but it wasn't a physical death. It was a spiritual death. But some people do die when God gives them instructions and they don't follow. They die physically. So we got to hear what God is saying to us in this hour. We got to know and follow his instructions. The very day they disobeyed God's instructions, they died. It wasn't in 2 days they died. It wasn't in 10 days. They died right then. Now, I told you it was a spiritual death. Now, the devil, he informed them, the serpent. He was cunning. He was crafty. He knew what he was doing. He wanted them to die. He knew they were going to die because he was dead. He died spiritually from God. He cut himself off. He's cunning, and he come to you with part of the word to deceive you. So when he comes to you with that part of the word, you got to know the whole word. The devil is still cunning today. He want to rob us. He want to steal from us. He want to kill us. John 10 says, the thief come only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. We must follow God's instructions and refuse to listen to the devil. The way we know when it's God, he wants us to study his instructions. That's how we're going to know it's God. You say, oh, well, is that God? Yep. When he come with the word. The devil come with the part of the word, and he twists the word. And he's going to come at your weakest moment. Whatever your weakest moment is, he's going to come. That's how he came to Adam and Eve. And he went to Jesus in his weakest moment when he was hungry, when he didn't eat for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, Matthew chapter 4, the devil went to Jesus, and he tempted him. And each time, Jesus gave him the word. And that's what we got to do. That's what we have to do. We have to give the devil the word every time. The book of Proverbs is full of instructions. Let's everybody turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 1. Turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to unmute all the lines. Proverbs chapter 1. You know, God is so awesome. A lot of people say, man wrote the word. God did. Oh, yeah. You're right about that. The man did, human beings did write the word, but through the inspiration of God. And see, people who say that, they don't understand about the inspiration of God. How God inspires men to write the word. How God inspired them. They don't understand about the inspiration of God. How can you, you know, explain the word to somebody who, they dead. They don't know what you're talking about. They have no clue because they have not been, their eyes and their ears have been opened by God. We have to pray for each other, that our eyes and our ears are open so we can hear the word of God. Pray for our family members. Pray for our church family. Pray for our neighbors for salvation. I'm going to tell you, everybody who go to church is not saved. They have people sitting on the bed. They'll swear up and down they faith. But, you know, God said, look here, I know you by the fruit you bear. So you know them by their fruit. They ain't bearing fruit. They're not saved. Just because they go to church, sit on the pew every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, Everybody who go to church is not saved. You know them by the fruit they bear. I'm talking about spiritual fruit. I ain't talking about apples, oranges, and, you know, bananas. Spiritual fruit. So, we're on chapter 1 of Proverbs. Somebody want to volunteer to read verses 1 and 2?
Esther, yes.
I'll read them.
That Esther chapter 1, verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding.
All right, you can stop there. Thank you so much. That's what, you know, this, the whole book of Proverbs is Solomon giving his son instruction. He had a daughter also. It don't always say daughter. It mostly say son. But Solomon had a daughter, had sons. So he's telling his son. Now, in verse 3, would someone read, volunteer to read 3 and 4? Proverbs 3 and 4.
Sister Stephanie.
Are you reading?
She's on mute. She's
Sister Stephanie, did you say you were going to read?
Yes, ma'am. 3 and 4. 3. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equality. 4. To give stability to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion.
Okay. All right. So all of this Proverbs is about instruction. God gave instructions to Solomon. Solomon gave the instructions to his son. So read it on your own. Proverbs chapter 1. So next week, we're going to continue. My message next week is going to be on instructions from God. All right, so that's where I'm going to begin. All right, would you mute your phone if you have people in the background, please? Thank you. All right, so next week it will be the 14th of October. We're going to start our lesson there on instructions. Instructions from God. That's going to be what we're going to be talking about next week. So it's prayer time. It is prayer time. I'm going to ask Sister Nett is on with us. Sister Nett, are you available to pray?
Yes, Sister G. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sister
yes,
Nett,
ma'am.
Can
you thank
pray?
You.
We have 3 children. Baby Chloe, 9 months old, had a liver transplant. Baby Zoe had a liver transplant or is waiting. And CJ, 10 years old, is healing from meningitis. So if you could pray for those 3 children, healing.
Okay, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you today, Lord God. We magnify and exalt your name together, Lord God. And so, Lord God, as we come humbly before you today, Father, we bow the knees of our heart, Father, asking you to forgive us for anything we said, done. Father, sins of omission, commission, we ask you to forgive us today. And as we come boldly to your throne of grace to receive mercy and help in the time of need, Lord, we cry out on behalf of Chloe, Zoe, and CJ, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Lord God. Father, you said that you are the God that healeth us, O God. And so we cry out, Father, that by your stripes that they are healed, Lord God. We pray that the liver, the problems with the liver for Chloe and Zoe, Lord God, that healing would spring forth in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as we pray for healing for them, you wish above all that we prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. And so, God, we're asking you for your divine miracle power to work on their behalf regarding their liver. In the name of Jesus, Lord, regarding CJ and meningitis, God, we just bind the spirit of infection, Lord God, and we curse the very seed and root of it. And, Father, we lose healing, O God, Father, and the cleansing, O God. Father, and we speak life to the blood. You said life is in the blood. And so, God, we just speak life to CJ's blood, Lord God. Oh, God, let your healing virtue flow from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And so we ask you for divine shando, divine turnaround in their lives, oh, God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your miraculous power working in their lives to heal and sanctify and consecrate them for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you all. Are there any other requests? Anyone have any requests?
I do, Sister G. This is Sister Annette, and my sister's in the hospital, and I'm asking for prayer for her because I'm hoping that the doctors, God would give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to figure out what's going on with her. And so I'm asking for prayer for my sister, please. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any more requests? Any more prayer requests?
Mrs. Lanny, my brother James had a procedure 2 days ago. We're praying for his continued healing. James Spann and Eric Warren, one of the choir directors from my church, has been in the hospital since Sunday night. It has to do with diabetes.
Eric what?
Eric Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay.
Has to do with diabetes problems.
All right. Healing, okay. Thank you. Any more requests?
Yes, Esther, asking for prayer for healing for Ashante Sanchez, who is having problems with aggressive cancer, and she has to have surgery, a major surgery, two major surgeries, at my nephew and my niece, Lanelle Williams and Latasha Williams, for healing.
Okay. All right. Any more requests?
Yes, this is Kalana. I'm praying for my children to fall back deeply in love with the Lord and walk according
to
His purpose.
I'm sorry. I cannot understand. Slow down. I mean, it's a little static in the line. Could you say it slower for me, please?
I'm requesting that prayer for my daughters to walk back in the fall back in love with the Lord and walk according to His purpose.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay. All right. I thank God for you. Sister Talana, can you pray for Sister Nett healing for her sister, that the doctors would discover what's going on with her sister?
Yes. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word, Lord God. It says that continuously we're reminded that by your stripes we are healed. And Lord God, that's not something that we have to wonder about. We stand on it, Lord God, and I'm standing in agreement with the prayers of the saints, Lord God, that Sister Annette's sister will also grasp that word, Lord God, and let it be her covering, Lord God, let it be her garment. Father, I'm asking that the ones that she requested, that the doctors get understanding and knowledge as to what's going on. Lord God, you are the one that is omniscient. You're the one that knows everything, and you're everywhere at the same time, and God, you're all-powerful. So endow the physicians, Lord God, the specialists, whoever they are, give them the right now knowledge to know exactly what's going on with her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, any attack that has been spoken against her, Lord God, from the dark side, because we know that sickness is not from you and disease isn't from you and all those ailments, they aren't from you, Lord God. So all those attacks, all those fiery darts that are coming her way to try and cause her body to not operate to a balance, Lord God, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we make the declaration, Lord God, that her body will be balanced. We make the declaration, Lord God, that she will be able to recover from whatever may be going on in her body that's not of you. We call out and cancel every form of bacteria, every form of disease, anything, Lord God, that's trying to invade her body, any toxins that's trying to invade her body, whether it's coming through any opening in her life, be it opening of the ears, the eyes, the nose, her inner man, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every toxin be removed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to even call on you regarding this. We thank you, Lord God, that we believe that you will answer, and not only will you answer, but Lord, you'll answer speedily. So God, we expect a report. We expect, Lord God, a testimony that, Lord God, the doctors will come with good news in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that it is so and it's done, Lord God, because we can trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Sister Glory Jean, hold on 1 second. Sister Glory Jean, can you pray for Minister Lanny? I need to pray for her brother James and her church member Eric Warren for healing. Can you hear me, Sister Glory Jean?
Yes, James' brother. That's his brother. James.
That's her
brother.
No. Here's the thing. Sister Lanny wants prayers for her brother. Minister Spann and her church member Eric Warren.
Okay. What? Okay. Warren. Okay. That's one with the. That's not the one with the cancer, huh?
Yes.
I'm not sure. But if you could pray for healing for both of them.
Yes. One is. I'll pray for the healing for both of them.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you right now as we come into your presence, God. We are coming with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. Thanking you and believing you, Father God, for everything that we pray about, God, that you have already taken care of it, Father. As long as we believe, and we thank you, Lord, that the spirit of not believing, we rebuke all that's not believing, and we speak of faith. We speak, God, as we pray healing for each one of them, Father God, that they'll come through with healing, God, because we are believing, Father God, because we have that faith in God. We have that trust in God, God, and we have that dependence. We can depend upon God. We believe, God, through him, Father God, that everything is going to be done, Father God, that they are healed. And, Father God, we come against all the doubt right that may come. We come against doubt because Satan is trying to bring doubt. He's trying to bring all kind of things that's not of God to try to take away the faith. But Satan, you're a liar, and we demand and command you to get away from our brothers or sisters. We get away from the loved ones of God. Be thou removed away from each one of them individually, because they believe in God, the blood of Jesus upon each one of them now, and with the authority and the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just loose that unbelief and the doubt away from them, and we loose the spirit of believing, having that confidence in God. Because only God can do it. So we have to use that spirit of confidence, trust, and faith in you, God, that is going to be done. And we come against anything else that would try to take away that faith. We bind it up and loose it straight, nonstop, into the midst of the sea, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for a great healing for our loved ones now, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Thelma,
hallelujah.
You pray for Ashante healing, Lionel and Natasha healing.
Heavenly Father,
I come to you in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come to you because you so loved them, made them die, created them, Lord. Every part of their burden, and Father, we know that that's not divine. Your divine will is to heal God, deliver God. And Father, we believe it without a shadow of doubt that we speak the word heal, that they are healed by Jesus Christ. And we apply the blood of Jesus to each individual. God, we believe, God, your word. You say, speak the word. We speak healing. We speak life and health and deliverance unto them. Father, by your stripes, they are healed. And we call it done in your name, Jesus. We say, thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Minister Lanny, could you pray for Talana's daughter, restoration, and that she would fall in love with God and obey him. Fall in love with God again and obey him.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have such a forgiving heart and your hands are always outstretched and your love is never failing. And even right now, you are beckoning this daughter to come unto you and be restored. Hallelujah. That her relationship with her mother and with you has always been there, but the fellowship was broken because of some things that we can't identify, but you can. Whatever the enemy set in her mind and her thoughts to take her away from her faith, to take her away from her confidence in you, to take her away from her confidence in you and her, God, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, and we pray for a release in the name of Jesus. We speak to the intruder that was insinuating her situation, be it what we know that he comes as a liar. We've already said he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we declare in the name of Jesus he will not have this daughter because you said the seed of the righteous is already blessed. She's blessed and don't know she's blessed because of her mother's faith and her intercession and how she's spoken over her. God, we thank you that you are faithful even right now. Wherever she is right now, God, I pray God, that you will send ministry. You will remind her through the Holy Spirit speaking clearly to her that you yet love her and you yet want to be the power and the glory that's in her life. God, in Jesus' name, we bind all those lies that the enemy set against her, all those deceptive things that cause her to trip, to stumble, to operate in fear rather than faith, to doubt the fullness of who you are in her, God. We speak to those intruding thoughts in Jesus' name. We cast them down in the name of Jesus. We crush them, and we demolish them with the name of Jesus and with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, in the Jesus' name, we thank you for this mother who loves and cares for her. And, Father, I thank you for her waiting, for her patience to allow you to do what she can't do, because releasing her to you is the answer to her issue concerning her daughter. So we thank you, Father, that now we're left where we asked it, and we believe it in faith, and now we will lift up a praise and say, glory, hallelujah, that it's already done according to your word. You said, while we're yet speaking to you, answer. So, God, we thank you for the release that our daughter will have to be restored, to come back to you and embrace her intimate relationship with you, that of which she's been exposed to it through her mother, through her teaching, through her mother's example. God, I pray for that release for her in Jesus' name. And we thank you, and we give you glory, God, that even right now while we yet speak it, you're working on it. You're making it possible that we will come to fruition. So we praise you before we see the victory of it. We call it victory in Jesus' name, and we thank you, God. She's no longer a victim, but she's a victor in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, concerning the homework, we had to read Genesis 12 for this week. Would you read 13 for next week? And next week we're going to cover the questions that you had, five questions. So add five more on to those as you do chapter 13 and the same Bible verse that you have for this past week. Study that that scripture as well. So I look forward to speaking to each of you next week. Anyone have anything they want to share before we close out? All right, I thank God for each of you. I love each one of you. God loves you even more. He's looking forward to you spending time with him. You know, love, when you love somebody, you know, we were teenagers, we love our boyfriend, our girlfriend. We spent time with them. You know, our parents spent time with us because they loved us. You spend time with people you love. So spend time with the Father. If you say you love him, be obedient. Spend time with him. I know it's a different kind of spending time in the secret place, but close your eyes and just bask in his presence. Just enjoy the presence of the Lord. He is there for you, with you. Any situation you're going through, you are not alone. He is there with you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the study on today. We thank you that you are leading and guiding us in a plain path. You're instructing us even in the night season. We receive your instructions. Help us to be obedient to you in all things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up each and every person who came online today and who came on the Wednesday midweek Bible study, oh God. Bless them and their families, oh God. Lord, you know situations that they face on a daily basis, and even the ones that they will face, situations their families are facing. We lift them all up before you, and we thank you, Lord God, oh God, that the blessings, oh, God, that you give maketh rich and doesn't add any sorrow to it, Lord God. Just like you blessed Abraham, bless us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to obey you daily, Lord God. Help us to walk close with you. And, Lord, you are walking close with us. But help us, oh, God, to walk with you in the name of Jesus. Lord, to agree with your plan for our lives, to take instructions from your word. As we read your instructions, the Bible, our basic instructions before leaving earth, oh, God, help us to understand your word, to have your word, write your word, Lord God, on the tight tables of our hearts, that we would not sin against you. We are so grateful that you, the Most High God, are with us, that you won't leave us. You love us. And, Father, you commanded us. You didn't say you desire us. You commanded us to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Father, we bind the enemy that try to come in, cause division in any way, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We speak love, peace, joy, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, and abundant supply. And we just say hallelujah to the Most High God. Have a God-awesome day, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Don't forget, study, obey, praise the Lord, read the word. Love y'all.
Love you too, and God bless all of you.
Bless everyone.
Yeah,
bless.
Good day, everyone.
Goodbye.
Everyone, God bless.
Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.